Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. Shalom to Tenai Estelin. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 108. I'd like to go into the King of Kings Bible and go into some depth in today's daily psalm, Psalm 108. But first things first here, on the Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shabuah, the midway day of the 7 days here for the Wisdom Wednesday. Here, here, here. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. Wisdom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Wisdom. Yes, she is the principal thing, principal matter, wisdom. In wisdom, Ha'elohim Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Wisdom. Stop.
him the dark sayings of old. That wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Sorrowful, your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is rot. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Right, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth their hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, right there, there's here. Words of Wisdom, Wisdom Wednesday right here. Wisdom is justified, yes, she is, by all of her children. You know that?
Salamta, Beta Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
For they shall be an of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law.
سلمون نمال أرسو بفيت بونك These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Stay tuned, full of full. Gonna touch on today's daily psalm. Gonna touch on the Hebrew, but a little extended Amharic from the King of Kings Bible, Kedemah HaSelassie, the Book of the Seven Seals. But first things first, right here, we have the evening psalm pointing for the chanting as in the temple of Jerusalem, and according to the royal order, the evening psalm here for the fourth day, that's called Wednesday, we have Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Cut them off. So right there is the evening psalm for the fourth day. That's called nowadays Wednesday, but the fourth day of the Shavuot, Psalm 94, the evening psalm. So we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 108. Going to ride up with that just after this right here. Here we have Landlord, artist name Landlord, and Chop, come on, burning a fire upon the wicked. Yes, wicked mind. Fire, hotter.
Landlord, the job command. The wicked man is getting strong, while our churches are getting weak. But tell me, who is gonna lead the way?
Cajeta razón, cajeta jazón, cajeta pasón, cajeta שיגעון קח את האל ביד ויש לך הימנון
Yes, job, come on, landlord right there, wicked man, on a fire, hot to fire, patois, some Hebrew right there. There's here today's daily psalm coming forward right here, 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 English and English first. Whoa.
Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm, we have
Psalm 108.
מזמור קופחת שיר מזמור לדוד, 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 לדוד.
O God, my heart is fixed.
נכון ליבי אלוהים, 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 אלוהים.
I will sing and give praise even with my glory.
אשירה ואזמרה אף כבודי, אף כבודי, אף כבודי, אף כבודי, אף כבודי.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off, and wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our
and tread down our and tread down our and tread down our and tread down our and tread down our and tread down our and tread down our. Very interesting, today's daily psalm, both in the Hebrew and in the Royal Amharic, where it says, so we will do valiantly. It has the Afro-Shemitic Hayil, the Hayil in Haile Selassie, the power, we will do powerfully. We're getting some of the details right there, but first a little dubwise here, today's Daily Psalm, native speaker Abraham Chabuda, and then getting some of the details coming forward here.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know, but we want the next verse with Amharic.
We want
the next verse with Amharic.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Dubwise, Wadada. Yes, sir.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the past instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Iti.
Mazmur Mato Sabat, Bekendis Mato Sabat. Yedawit Yemisganamet. Libbet Anuno. Abitu Libbet Anuno. እቀኛለሁ በክብሬም ዘምራል በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆም እኔም ማልጄ እነሳል አቤቱ ባህዛብ መካከል አመሰግንሃለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃል ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላል የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራል ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋል ፍልስጤም ገዙልኝ ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳል
Psalm 108.
Mizmor kufhet shir mizmor le David.
O God, my heart is fixed.
Nachon libi Elohim. Elohim.
I will sing and give praise even with my glory.
Ashir ava azamera afkevodi.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
Tread, tried. That verse right there. Might have picked up on it. It's like the last verse there. Xiavier, Chaylin and Nadergalin and Xiavier and Sustaina. Chaylin, Chayil, power, powerfully. Chaylin and Nadergalin. We, I and I will do. Ursum, he himself, Yimias Chenkunin, those they who cause us stress and distress, our adversaries, Yawar Dachual, he will humble them. And then we have in the Hebrew, that same verse right there, the verse that says, through God, I and I shall do valiantly, powerfully, Belohim Naseh, Chayil, Naseh Chayil, Chaylin and Nadergalin, Chayil, powerfully. For he it is that will trod down our adversaries and our adversities. Wahu Yabus Areinu. But more of the detail coming forward. Let's get a little bit of acapella before we go into some of the details of today's daily psalm. Psalm 108. The 108th psalm that is seen, thanksgiving and prayer. Bamarinya miskanana tselot. Miskana, thanks and praise, thanksgiving, and tselot, and prayer.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
And listen now for the higher. Listen now for the
bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Today's daily psalm, the King of Kings Bible, Kedemala Hadassalasi Bible right here, native speaker Abraham Chebuda. Sima. Hear this.
Mazmur Matosabat Bekanif Matosament. የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር ልቤ ጽኑ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጽኑ ነው እቀኛለሁ በክብሬም መዘምራለሁ በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆም እኔም አልጀነሳለሁ አቤቱ በአሕዛብ መካከል አመሰግናለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃል ምሕረት በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰውም ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋል
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Tread down our enemies. Yes, I. Tread down I and I enemies. For he it is. With who? Yabus. Fareinu. With who? And who? Who? He. The Hebrew. With who? Yabus. Tread down. Fareinu. Now, here's interesting in the... In the Hebrew, it's the 14th verse, in KJV, it's the 13th verse of today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Chet, the Kof and the Chet, Hebraically. is Alpha and the Hebraic. Alphanumerics is 108. Psalm CVIII. So here we also have the Hayil. Hayil. You know, we have Hayil. Just to zoom in on that as well, we have Hayil. And today's psalm is also repeat. If you know the psalms or are familiar with the psalms, no doubt you'll recognize that some of the later verses is a repeat of another psalm. So here, let's just go over the overview and seek to ride up with the royal Amharic right here. But first, the overview. So what we have here is thanksgiving and prayer. Thanksgiving and prayer. Let me just do this right here, brothers and sisters, just behind the scenes, just queuing up for the royal Amharic. But first, we're going to go through a Peshat. As we wanted to say earlier concerning His Majesty and the preface to Mekdim, he speaks about after it was translated from the Guttas, the Ethiopic, and the manuscripts of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Tewahedo Church, that then there was a revision, right, that was thought, in other words, go now consult or look at the Hebrew, the Masoretic. And when His Majesty mentions the Masoretic Hebrew in the Amharic, he regards it as the Meseretawi. The Meseretawi, which is like the foundational or groundational, the foundational. Meseret is the foundation, like we have the Yesod, the Sod, and the Masada, right? Masad. People say, oh, Masad is interesting. What does Masad mean? It's the foundation, right? The groundation. We'll get into that, you know, why they chose that, you know, to really understand, you know, why they chose that. You know, because interesting, because many, we say European Jews or others, they are very much into, many of them, right? Not all, but many of them are into certain aspects of black culture. Right, so it would behoove us, you know, to really check out certain things. Okay, here we go. In fact, this is so mystical. I think the last psalm that we looked at on this particular, this app that has His Majesty's text, has the authorized Amharic text. There are some Bibles, Amharic Bibles, that don't have the orthodox text, the true text. It has like a, it's basically translated from Western Gentile Bibles into Amharic. But His Majesty's Bible from the Ethiopic, from the Ethiopic manuscripts, and also, you know, weighed with the, and consulted with the Hebrew of the Old and the Koine Copto, the Koine Greek of the New. But here, I open this software up, and I have Mezmur Silsa, Psalm 60. So look at the royal order schedule for the last time we had Psalm 60, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here in this psalm, it says here in parentheses, has a link, it says 108, 6 to 13. So that means that in Psalm 60 is where those verses, I think these verses here, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer me, where it says that Elohim has spoken his holiness, that I would exalt, that I would divide Shechem and meet out and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is defense of my Roshi, of my Rase, my head. Yehuda is my scepter. In the Ethiopic it says that Judah is my my king. But in some translations, it says Judah is my lawgiver, right? So, you know, comparing and contrasting right there. Moab is my washpot. Upon Edom do I cast my shoe. Over Philistia do I cry aloud. Now, this is reading through the Hebrew here. So we have these verses repeated right here. And let's get into this overview right here. Just want to bring up Psalm 108 so we can segue, hopefully before the third Iowa begins. And it will be beginning in about 8 minutes for those listening in the Blog Talk live streaming, about another 8 or so minutes before it goes out. One can either call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or hopefully check out the Rastafari Israelites YouTube channel right there, Rastafari Israelites, the YouTube channel, where we hope that the full of this stream, you know, goes through. But if anything, one would hopefully be able to check out the MP3. But here, an overview for today's daily psalm, a basic overview to get a context, as in our study, to show ourselves approved and see what's right and accurate. Today's psalm is thanksgiving and prayer. It's a thanksgiving and prayer. From the Amharic perspective, yet what would I say na beherawi selot? Yet what? In the Ethiopic is the dawning, yetwat, the dawning, the duata twat. Wadase is a praise, wadase, and beherawi, national selot, a national prayer. And here it has in the brackets Mizmor, Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, and Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12, right? So in other words, Psalm 108, it has reference, or it has verses that are found in Psalm 57, 7 to 11, and verses from Psalm 60, right, verses 5 to 12 right here. So it's a thanksgiving and prayer. That's interesting because I'm looking at two different points of reference. One is the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebraic or Judaic Psalter, and the next is from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty from the Israelites of Ethiopia and the True Church and the Professing Church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. So here we have two extracts
from earlier psalms, from earlier chants, earlier eises, praises, are the constituents of this psalm, of today's psalm, Psalm 108. Now, here it says verses 2 to 6. Right now, when I'm reading from the Hebrew, the numbering is a little different, just by one number over, because the superscription, a song, a psalm of David, Yadawit, Miskana Mezmor, from the Amharic or the Hebrew, Shir Mizmor Lidawit, that's counted as a verse. That's a verse in itself. So verses 2 to 6, Hebraically, which would be like verses 1 to 5 in the KJV, it corresponds with LVII, with Psalm 57, right, in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 12 in King James Version, verses 7 to 11, and verses 7 to 14, right, 7 to 14, right, in today's psalm, verses 6 to 13, if you're looking at, you're probably looking at the KJV or version like that, with Psalm 60. With Psalm 60 in the KJV, it would be verses 5 to 13, 5 to 13. So it says here further, it seems clear that the selection and combination were made for use in the liturgy. The liturgy, Ethiopically we say the kedase, right, the kiddush, the sanctification, the liturgy, the seder, right, to meet a special circumstance. What it was cannot be determined from those who have researched this particular psalm, but it is generally held to have been the time of the Iowa when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. Let's highlight that. This psalm seems to be when the newly returned exiles, what exiles are we talking about? We're talking about during the time of Koresh, Cyrus, and Darius in Babylon, when the black Jews, the Yehudi, when they had returned during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, speaking about that particular time, when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. When they had repatriated, had returned to the land, and they were being menaced by others. Now, in the commentary, the points of variation are noted. So getting into further commentary, we can note the points of variation. And the reader and hearer, hopefully, is being referred here to the original Psalms for the exposition. So referring to the original Psalms, namely Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, as well as Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. And we're speaking that for those who would be referring to the King James Version. Now, the parts of today's daily psalm, right, we have verses 1 to 5, the thanksgiving for Elohim, for Xavier's mercies, for the sustainer's mercy, and verses 6 to 13, the prayer in danger, the prayer in danger. Now, since two psalms, right, that are the source, right, the two psalms, right, Psalm 57 and Psalm 60 are known as Davidic psalms, right? So since the two psalms, which are the source, are ascribed to David, we also have the Davidic, the Shemot, we have his name, is attached to the composition in its present form. So what happened when our people returned, right, you know, they basically were inspired by the Davidic psalms, and the Davidic psalms became the core of the praise and the worship, right, of the returned Judahites, the returned, we say Israelites, generally speaking, more specifically the Judahites, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah. So just to point that out, just as an overview, another note we'd like to point to, in the last verse, KJV, that would be verse 13. In the Hebrew, right, in the Sefer Tehillim, that would be verse 14, where it says, through God.
90 seconds.
Okay, we got the 90-second mark right here. You know, here on the board, they let us know when we have 90 seconds before, you know, the first two Iwas are up. So just reminding ones and ones. Okay. So the verse here, through God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is who will tread down. Who would tread down our adversaries. Our adversaries. Let me look at KJV.
60 seconds.
60 seconds, y'all, right? So here. It's basically the same as in KJV. You know, sometimes there's a word difference, and we zoom in there and see what the Hebrew says, see what the Royal Amharic says, the Authorized, the King of Kings Bible says, and even sometimes go to the Koine Greek of the Septuagint, you know, which is an interesting point. So here with Psalm 108, we have the second psalm, right, the second psalm in the fifth book, right, in book 5, which is Psalm 107 to Psalm 150. The Psalter, like HaTorah, has 5 volumes, and here we have book 5, and we have the second psalm in book 5. So here, let's write up with the Royal Amharic.
10 seconds.
Go through a verse by verse. Oh, chant, the note right here. So here, the Hebrew, let's look at the Hebrew of the 13th verse in the KJV, right, which is actually verse 14 in the Hebrew, but KJV. Here it says, Be'elohim na'aseh chayil. Through Elohim or in Elohim, in the powers, the true good, the true God, the singularity of the powers, Be'elohim na'aseh chayil. Or some might enunciate as na'aseh chayil. More properly pointed, na'aseh chayil. We will asa, we will do. Na'aseh, right, chayil. Chayil, we would do power. We would do Chayil, as we say, Chayla, Selassie, the power of the Trinity, Chayil. We point that out because many of the black Hebrews and Israelites, such as the one Westers, right, they had zeal. Oh, a zeal, what a zeal, right? But they didn't really have the knowledge on that, saying, oh, Chayla Selassie, Chayla is not even a Hebrew word, you know. Dr. York did the same shite. I was surprised at him because he seems to have had some knowledge, you know, of some of the linguistics. Good at the linguistics, must say that right there. So here we have verse 13, Bamrinya Begziavihar, Chaylin in Nadargalin. So we have that there, Be in Egziavihar, in the sustainer, Chaylin, Chayil, Chayil. The ni at the end is the direct object marker, like in the Hebrew, the et. In Hebrew, some we have the et, the aleph and tau, right? But here it says chaylin in nadargalin. So in, through, on, exiavia, like when we say on God, like be Elohim, on Elohim, be exiavia, on Elohim, chayl, chaylin, power in nadargalin, we will do, I and I will do power. It's basically saying, bringing out a more better translation into the English, in the sustainer, in the source, in the Xavier, we will do powerfully. We will overpower because Chayil has a sense of power, but it has a sense of overpower, right? Like a prevailing power, even if it seems as though you've been overcome, right? You know, like if you see somebody wrestling, like two people wrestling, and one holds the next one down, right? And the tap is one, two, and they're about to tap three times, and they just summon up the power, and then they throw the other person off and pin them down and get the, you know, and get the match. That's the sense of their Exiavia Chaylin in Adergalin Belohim. Now it says Chayil. So here. Let's write up Royal Amharic right here. Yes, I. B'Sama'ab, Wewolid, Wemenfesa, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmur Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmur, Chan, Intonation, Isis, Mezmure. Psalm of, a G'ez construct here in the title in the Matthew Bible. So we have G'ez and Amharic. It's basically Amharic, but it flavors, has a G'ez flavor in some key expressions, like the title here, Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of, Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, of David. Meto, right, Meto, Slika right here, Meto Sebat. Meto Sebat. Meto is 100. Sabat is 7. Bekinf Wist, in the parenthesis, it says meto cement, which is 100 meto cement, 108. So the difference in the numbering, in the old numberings, and those who study the Hebraic also know that this is true. Some of the Psalms joined up, right, and became one Psalm, which in the latter versions were split, and thus we get a different numbering. But here in the Royal Amharic, in the King of Kings Bible, that is noted. So today's Psalm is Mezmor Dawit, a meto sabat, Bekinf Wist, a meto cement, Psalm 108. Ye Dawit of David, Ye Miskana of praises, Miskana, praises, Mezmur, a chant, Isis, a psalm, a chant. Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana, Mezmur. Just a little comparison here for Hebrew, just in the superscription. In the Hebrew, we have Shir, right? Shir. We have the Shin, the Yod, and the Resh, or the SH, the Y, and the R. Shir. A Shir is a song. Then it says Mizmor. Mizmor is a psalm. Right? So we have song and a psalm. There's a difference. A song and the Mizmor is a chant, an intonation, an Isis. Le Dawit of David. Just to compare and contrast right there. Bamarinya, Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana Mezmor. So here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of David, right? A chant of thanksgiving. Isis, a chant of thanksgiving of David. Kuter an. Slicker. Before we go to the Qur'an, we touched on it already before, but again, the theme and title of the psalm, Thanksgiving and Prayer, from the Hebraic, here from the Ethiopic, yet what would I say? Yet what of the dawning? To what of the dawning would I say? Like a praise, right, of the dawning, right? Inna and Biharawi, a national, Biharawi, Selot, prayer, Biharawi, a national prayer. So like a morning, like a dawning, rather dawning, better than morning, because morning could be, what you mean by morning? You mean sad, you mean the beginning of the day. So we prefer to say the dawning, right? Thanks of praises, Isis, right, of the dawning and a national prayer. So today's psalm also has references once again to Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, as well as Psalm 60, verses 60, Slika, Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana, Mezmur, a chant, right, of praise of David, Kuter and, verse and, verse one. Lebe tsinuno abetu, lebe tsinuno ikenyalo, bekvreim izemralo. KJV says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory, libe. So here in the Hebrew, we have libe, for a point of contrast. In the Amharic, we have libe. In the Hebrew, we have libe. So we have dialects here. Libe, sinu, here in the Royal Amharic, sinu means fixed, but sinu can mean firm. It's like firm. It's firmness. It's a type of strength, but it's type of firmness. Like if somebody got a grip on you and you can't get from that grip, they got a firm grip, right? But then if you have power, you might be able to overpower them and get free. But David is saying here that my heart, and sinu nawu, it is. Libe, sinu no. My heart is firm or fixed. Abetu, ab, father, betu of the house, father of the house, abetu. Libe, my heart, sinu no. My heart is sinu, is firm, is fixed. Ikenyalo. Kine is like a composition, like a poem. But here he is saying not just like I will sing, but I will compose. I will compose. Ikenyalo. Like I will compose kine, like verses, almost like odes, you know, like when they say like sonnets in a sense, like it's like short kind of rhymes in a sense. Ikenyalo. Bekibreim. Kibur is glory, right? Honor and glory, as well as the kibreh, negest, right? The kibreh negest, right? The kibreh, the glory of the kings, right? So here, David is saying kibreh, my glory, be in on by way of kibreh, on in my glory, be kibreh, and in my glory, right, or my honor, is zemralo. It's a key expression here. Is zemralo. Said in a normal pace as Zemralo. In Zemralo, the root of it is Zemre. We have this also, it's Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic, so we also have this in the Hebrew. Hebrew is also Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic. So we have the Zamar. Zamar in the Hebrew corresponding to the Zemre. Why we're focusing on this? Because it's at the root of Mezmor in the Amharic and Mizmor in the Hebrew. So here, David is saying, I will compose, like make composition, the kenyalo, bekabreim, and in my glory is zemralo. I would chant Isis, is zemralo. To say, I would chant mezmor, I would chant. Kutar hulet, verse 2. Begenahoy, tenes, ma senkom, inem, malje, inesalo. Awake, psaltery and harp, I, myself, will awake early. Begena, the harp of David, of Dawid. Right, that we have the begina. It's 10 strings, lekno, right? 10 strings? Yes? Yeah. Just want to make sure. Just check. You know, sometimes we know, but we always like to affirm right there. Yes. I got it. It's a delay. Yes, so begina is a 10 string, and the masenko is like a 1 string, almost like a violin. But now when we can compare and contrast the Hebrew and see the instruments, because these are still the instruments that the Israelites of Ethiopia, right, from such a time to such a time, continue to use. So we can get an insight and a continuity. So kuter hulet, verse 2 again. Begina hoy, oh begina, the begina. So he's like saying, oh harp, right, the harp, the 10 string harp of Dawid, Tenes, like wake up or get up or resurrect in a sense. Tenes, like to get up, right? From the Nessa. Tenes, like to say awake. Beginahoy, tenes. So it says awake, O psaltery, mesenkom. Now mesenko, this is one old pointing of it. Some might call it Ethiopians, might call it today. It's also known as the mesinko. So mesenko here and mesinko. We see both forms testified to, you know, like a dialect, you know, tomato, so to speak. But here, mesenkom and the mesenko, the one string, right, the violin-like one string, iname, and I, ine. Ine is the pronoun for I. In the Hebrew, we say ani, right, and in the ge'ez, we would say ane, and in Arabic, they say ana, just to give that little nuance there. But here we have ine, I myself. Personal pronoun, iname, malje from the malada root, which malada is the early intercessory hours of the morning. It's like if you want to intercede or catch somebody to try to work something out, you try to get to their house like before even the dawn, right, at that early dawning time, like anywhere from maybe 3-4 o'clock, you know what I mean, to say 6 or so, you know, before the sun comes up, just to give that kind of context. So he's saying, iname, malje. Like, I will kind of like dawn, like in the sense of like rise up early, intercede, wake up early, the early hours of the morning, right, in Nesalo. So in the early hours of the morning, in Nesalo, I will rise up. So he's like saying to his Dawid is like saying to the harp, right? It's like saying to the harp, like drum and bass. It's like saying, drum and bass, rise up. And I myself is going to wake up early, right? But we know that Dawid is, you know, he is the one that is waking up these instruments. It's I doing it. But it's an interesting allegoricalism. So here, verse 3, Kuter Sos, Avir 2, Ba'azab Mekakel, Amesegin Halo. I will praise thee, O Lord, my father's father, father of the house, among the people. I will sing praises, Isis, to thee, I, among the nations. But Ahizab, Ahizab corresponds to the term in the Hebrew, the Goyim, the Hizb is people, and Ahizab, a good construct, is to say like the other nations, the other people, among peoples in that sense, among different kind of peoples. But Ahizab, Mekakel, Mekakel, amongst them, in the midst of them. Amesagin, Halo, I will praise, thank and praise, Isis, thank and praise the I, male. Amesagin, Halo. Beweganochim, Beweganochim, the Weganoch, a Wegan. See, Azab is like people, and Wegan is almost like ethnicity. It's like you have a people, and then amongst that people, you have other groups, like you have the children of Israel, in that sense, right, overall, and then you like have the tribes and different people. So it's more like ethnicities to say, right, nationalities, ethnicity. But Weganochim, and among the nations or the people groups, right, the ethnicities, Mekakel, amongst them, is Zemur, I will chant, Le, for Ha, speaking to he who be who he be, is Zemur Lehalo. Verse 4. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth to the clouds. Mihiret, 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 nemharek, mihiret, mercy, mihireti, mihireti, the I male mercy, besamai, in the samai, in the heaven. Right, lie upon the heaven, besamai lie. So here it doesn't have samayot, samayat in that sense. Here it says heaven in a singularity sense. Besamai lie upon the heavens. Mihirati, your mercy, besamai lie upon the heavens, the place of the upper waters. Talak, talak, great, natina, for she is. Let that pause for a moment to see that when he created man in his image after likeness, male and female, he created them. So here it says, Mehirati, the I mercy. We're speaking to he, his mercy. Besamai lie upon the heavens. Talak, great, important. Natana, she is. So his mercy is she, just to bring that out. Eunet to him, eunet, eunet, truth. Winet, winet, eunet, eunet, truth. Eunet to the I, male truth. Eunet to him and the I, male truth. Iska. Reaching to, demenat, demenat, demenat is the clouds, demenat, deres, deres, in that sense, reaching, derese, no, we're not. And the I, truth, speaking to he, to the clouds, reaching to the clouds, it, he is. So it's interesting, the mehiret, the mercy, his mercy, he who be who he be's mercy, is brought out as she is, for she is. And his truth, eunet, eunet to him, is kademenat deres, no, we're not. His truth is he. Interesting. Verse 5, Kuter Amis, Abirtu, Besamayat, Lai, Kef Kefbel, Kibrahim, Bemidr Hulu, Lai, Tihun. Be thou exalted, O God, Abirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Abirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Besamayat, Lai. So here we have in verse 5, we have the plural sense of the heavens from the Ethiopic, Semayat. Semayat. Like, for example, in the Our Father prayer, which is basically a very old Hebrew Judaic prayer, we say Abinu Sheba Shemayim. Shemayim, the heavens from Hebrew. And in the Ge'ez, we say Besamayat, right? We say Besamayat, right? The Samayat. To bring, you know, Abuna Zebe Samayat. The Ge'ez is Abuna Zebe, Abuna, our father Zebe, who is, like in the Hebrew, we say Abinu Sheba, who is in the Shemayim, Shemayim, the Hebrew, and the Samayat, the heaven. So here it says, Besamayat lie up on the heavens. So that's a Ge'ez word put in the Royal Amharic. Besamayat lie upon the heavens, the place of the upper heavenly waters. Kef Kef Bel, Kef Kef, high, high, Bel. Bel is like to say, is like, it's a very interesting construction. From the ale, ale, bel is like to say b, right? B, kef kef, high high. So these three words bring out one sense, like be high high, be kef kef, high high, right? Upon the heavens. Besamayat lai, kef kef bel. Be thou exalted, abirtu, right? Upon or above the heavens. Kubrahim, kubr, kubr is glory, honor, kubrih, kubrih, the I male speaking to he, the I, your, right? Glory, kubrahim, and your glory, bemidr. Ben-Middah. The Middah is the earth, the earthly plane, the land. Ben-Middah, in the earth, or on the earth, hulu, on all the earth. Then the word lie, a lie, upon. So the sense is Ben-Middah hulu lie, upon all the land, upon all land, upon all land. Kavrahim Ben-Middah hulu lie, hulu being all, upon all the land. Tehun. Now, Tehun is interesting. If it was Yehun, it would be pointing to the masculine and masculine aspect, but here it is Tehun. This is now saying that the I, speaking of he who be, who he be, his glory, might, according to the metaphysical metaphysics, is she, is the she side. Remember, he created man in his image after his likeness, male and female, he created them. So we get to see the divine double helix right there. Avetu, besamayat lai kafkaf bel, kabrahim, bemidor hulu lai Tehun, kuter sedis, verse 6. What I joche? Yidnu zen, bekenyeh adin, adim tenyem, that thy beloved. So when the word that, so that is saying all of this before is being called on for this reason. It's like funneling to this reason. Right? Be thou exalted, Abetu, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earthly plane, that thy beloved, do this so your beloved, wedajoche, yeah. Well, here we have your beloved ones, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me, and answer I. Wedajoche. It's to say like beloved ones, wedada, wedede ones, right? Wedajoch, right? We have in the Hebrew like the yedida. Instead of it being for W, the W in the Ethiopic Amharic, sometimes in the Hebrew is a Y. Because these two sounds are very sometimes close. But wedajoche is say your beloved ones. Not speaking of one in singularity, but speaking of your beloved ones in plurality. Right? The Hebrew right here is yedideka. The Hebrew is yedideka, right? From the dod, dada, wadada, yadada, wadada root for love, beloved. But here, it's bringing out the sense and the idea right here in verse 6, your beloved ones, your lovers, the loved ones who love he who be who he be, his beloved ones, yidnu, so that they to save, zen, so that they may be dana, denna, they may be saved, they may be preserved, they may be well. Wadajoche, yidnu, zen. Save with thy right hand, here Bamarinya, the Kenya in the Amharic is the right hand, the Ken, right? The Gra is the left, the Ken, right? Kenya, speaking to he, the Kenya, in on by way of your right hand, Aden, from the Adene, right? The Adene. And we see a link between the Aden in the Ethiopic and the true meaning of Adonai. But here it says, the Kenya, Aden. Aden is a command to say Aden. So to say to like, oh, John, Aden. Aden is like to say save, in that sense, save. It's a command to save, to preserve, to make dehna, to make well, to make safe. Bekenyeh Aden, Adim Tenyen, and Adim Teny, and hear, right, and Demeter, like pay attention, Ademeter, pay attention to I. So when it says answer I, it's like not just hear I, but really listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention, listen to me attentively. Is the real sense of answer me. Adim t'enyim. Wadajoche, yidnu zeng. Bekenye, adin. Adim t'enyim. Kutar sabat. Verse 7. Egziavihir, bekedisinawa tenagre. Desilinyal. Sekeminim, ikafalalo. Yesukotinim, shaliko, isafralo. The KJV has this as God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. So here, Egziavihar, the sustainer, right? The good, the generous father, Egziavihar, the sustainer. Be'kedisinau, tenagare. Kedisina, recall from the previous Torah reading and feeding the 30th, we had kedoshim, right? And then we say, well, what is the Hebrew word for holiness, for set apartness? In the Hebrew is kedusha. In the Amharic, it is kedisina, from the kadash root. So here it says, Egziavi, the sustainer. Be'kedisinau, in his kedisina, be'kedisinau, in his set apartness, in his holiness, tenagare, has spoken. Des, yilenyal, des, happy, yilenyal, says to me, literally, happy says to me, but bringing it out, I will be happy, right? I will rejoice, I will be happy, I will be des, happy, des, yilenyal, I will be happy, I will rejoice. Sekem, Shechem. The Hebrew we say Shechem, or Shechem, right? Here we have Sekem, Sekem, Sekem Menim, and Shechem, Shechem, which can mean in the Hebrew a burden, right? Also in the Amharic, we have the same kind of root sense as we get into the G'ez, but also can mean shoulder, right? But Hebraically from the sense of the burden, but also the shoulder, right? Sekeminim and Shechem, ekafalalo, ekafalalo. You know, the book of Jubilees, which speaks about different dispensations, is called Kufale. Ekafalalo is to say, like, to kind of portion out, right? Almost like I will portion out, right? I will divide in that sense, ekafalalo, right? Yet Sukkotinim, Sukkot, Sukkot, what we have in the seventh month, seventh moon, the seventh of the appointments and the feast, is known as Sukkot, which is called tabernacles, booths. We bring out the more proper Hebraic sense of it, right? Very Afro-Asiatic sense of huts. Sukkot is actually huts, right? So when we look at historical Ethiopia and see those thatched huts and everything, those are the highland of the Israelite of Ethiopia and Tewahedo tribe tradition, the Israelite tradition, we get a word picture right there. Yes, Sukkotinim, and of Sukkot, Sheleko. Sheleko is valley, right? The veil, a valley. The valley of Sukkot is Sefralo. I will meet out. The meeting out is like measuring out, almost like repatriation, like land granting in that sense. Repatriation, measuring out land. You know, that's the sense of it. Puter Semint, verse 8. Gelaad, yeneno. Manasseh, yeneno. Ephraim, yarase metegiyano. Yehuda, nuguseno. Gilead is mine. Manasseh mine. Ephraim also, the strength of mine head. Judah, my lawgiver. Hear, hear, hear. From the HSV, Haile Selassie version, King of Kings Bible. Gelaad, Gelaad, Gilead. Gilead. It's interesting because there's a hard and soft sounds, and even in transliteration, the names in the Royal Amharic, you know, give us an insight into the proper pointing. In the Hebrew, we have a similar pointing of the name, and it's interesting when we study the linguistics of it all, because in the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew, we say Gilead. Ad is a hard sound, and we find this also here in the Amharic. Gilead, 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 Yene. Yene, ine, remember ine? Ine is a pronoun for ani, ani, ani. Ani in the Hebrew means I, and ine in the Amharic is the pronoun I. Ye in the Amharic is like a preposition that means like of. So ye ine, of me, to say my. Ye ine, no, yene no. Ye ine, no, yene no. Gilead, yene no. Gilead is of me, is mine. Manasseh, and Manasseh, Manasseh, and Manasseh, Manasseh, and Manasseh, yene no. Yeneno, yene, yene, yeneno is mine. Ephraim, for Ephraim, Ephraim, and Ephraim, yerase metegiano, ye, of, rase, my head. The ras, head, self, it can also mean self in a sense, but rase, right, of my head, metegia, 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 they have that strength here. It's like the security, I almost say like the security in that sense of my head, right? The tega, like a place to flee for refuge. It's like almost the refuge, but the security, right? To say strength in that sense, because a place to be a refuge, security, should be a strong place. Ephraim, yarase of my head, metegiano, is the strength, is the strong place, the secure place of my head. Yehuda, Yehuda. It's not Yahuda. I know it's kind of hard to break this to ones. Ones have invested a lot in a mispointing, but we'll get into that. Judah means celebrated. Judah means praised, right? We could say almost like Yehuda would have meant celebrated, like a celebrity. Praise meant he is praised. Yehuda. It does not mean praising Jah. It means that he is praised. His mama praised Jah for his birth, and therefore she praised Jah and called the product of her praise, in that sense, praise. Yehuda, Judah, praise, celebrated. Neguse. Here, Bamarinya, we have Negus, my king, but in the sense of Neguse, Neguse, my king, Nawu, he is. Yehuda, Neguse, no. Judah is my king. So you see where it says lawgiver. In the Hebrew, actually, it says what, Mechokeki? Does it have Mechokeki? It says Judah is my scepter. But who holds the scepter? But the king. So Yehuda, Neguse, no. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. Moab, Metatabiyaye, no. Be Edomias Layim Chamaye is a regalo. Philistema Yigazulinya. Moab, Moab. Moab is my wash pot. Moab metatebiyaye. No, is my place of washing. The metatebiya. The metatebiya. Metatebiyaye. My metatebiya. Metatebiyaye. No. Moab is my wash place. You can say wash pot in that sense, the place I'm going to wash in. Right? And upon Edomias. Who is Edomias? It's the Edomians. none other than the Edomites, right? Or Edom, Edom, Edomias, Be-Edomias, Laim, upon and upon Edom, the Edomians, the Edomites, to say Edom, Chamayin, Chama, Chama is a shoe, Chamayin, my shoe, Chamayin is a regalo, I will cast, more better, I will stretch out my shoe, I will extend, stretch out my shoe over Edom, over the Edomites, Be-Edomias, Laim, Chamayin is a regalo. Philistim, Philistim, Philistia, Philistim, Philistia, Palestinians, original Palestinians, not these, but those, the ancient, Philistim, right, Ye Gazu Linyal, over Philistia will I triumph. It's interesting here because in the Metaf Kedus and here in the Mezmur Dawit, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Bible of the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, here we have Philistim, Ye Gazu, they will submit, they'll become subject. To subject, they will subject themselves. Linya, li for ny, ny for me, right? Yigazu linya, Philistim, yigazu linya. They will subject. They will submit themselves, right? They will submit themselves to me, or they will subject themselves. They will become my subjects, right? Over Philistia will I triumph, or Philistia will become subject to me. Kuter aser, right? Verse 10. What is inukatama? Man, you was tenyal? Manis iska domyas imaranyal? Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Interesting verse, ain't it? Wede tsinu, wede towards tsinu. Remember tsinu, libe tsinuno, my heart is fixed, my heart is firm. Wede towards tsinu, towards the firm. Here, the translator KJV says strong. The tsinu, the firm, or the strong in the sense of it's a firm, katama. Katama city. What is inu katama? To the strong city, to the firm city. What is inu katama? Man, you was Daniel. Man, who, man, who, you West Denya, who will take me, towards the strong, like to say, almost like a fortified, a strong, a firm city. What is Inukatama? Man, you West Denya. Manis, manis, man in the Amharic is like who, manis, and who, after like the first question, like to say like, and who, right, manis, manis, iska Edomyas, Yimaranya, and who, right, iska to, towards, right, Edomias, Edomias, Edom, right? The Edomians, Edom, Edomias, and to Edom, Yemaranyal, Yemara, one who he to guide, who will guide, who will guide me, right, to Edom, who will lead me, who will guide me to Edom. Now, this is an interesting verse. It's an Israelite psalm now. What is Inu Katama? Mani was Daniel. Mani is Iska Edomias. Yemaranyal, Kudasaran, verse 11. Avetu, yet Alhen. Anta, I delahiminin, hamlakoi, ka sarawitachin gar, atuat, wilt not thou, oh God, who has cast us off, not, oh God, who has cast us off, and it was not the I, isn't it going to be you, right, who has cast, abir to my father's father, oh father of the house, yet alhain, talhe, or talih, is like you male has thrown us down, like throwing down garbage, right, of you who have thrown, like, I and I. But it's interesting because we have Al-Hain. Al-Hain. Here is more personalized, like, you have cast me, right? So here it's like the all of Yisrael as a collective man, as a collective son, right, bringing this out sense right here. Not us so much, but who have cast me, right, who has cast me. So as Israel, as one man, right, a corporate body is chanting this as one man, as his son. Yet Al-Hain has cast me down, right? You, male, who has cast me down. Ante, ante, the pronoun for you. Ante, I delehimin, I delehimin. I dele him in, not the I, would not be the I, yet Al-Hain, Ante, I dele him in, I dele him in, I dele him in, minin, right, isn't that you, Amlakoi, O Amlak, O Source, O Amlak, corresponding to the KJV God, but O Source, right, Amlakoi, O Source, Ka, Sarawitachin Gar, with our Sarawit, with our host, with our laborers, Sarawit is like to say like a worker, a laborer. It could be host in an army, it could be co-laborers in a campaign, right, whether military or otherwise. Because Sarawitachin Gar, and with our hosts, with our armies, so to say, with our campaign, so to say. Atuetam, Atuetam, right? Now, KJV brings us out as a question. Wilt not thou, O God, who has cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our armies? Here, according to what we have here, we don't have a question mark right here, right? In the cipher, it's a full stop. So the first part is the question, right? Will not thou, you are the one who, isn't it not you who have cast us down, right? Oh, power, oh God, oh source, and with our armies, at wetam, When we went out to fight, you wasn't amongst us. You did not go out. Atu wetam. You have not gone out. So we've been losing and losing, and every time we lose, we know you're not with us. If we lose, you are not with us. That's the ancient sense right there. Kutar asara, asara hulet, asara hulet, hulet 2, asara 10 and 2, verse 12. Bemekarachin, redetin, sitten. Yesowim amadan, kentuno. Give us help from trouble, for vain, for vanity is the help of man. Bemekarachin, mekarachin, our trouble. Right, our mekara, mekarachin, be in mekarachin, in our trouble, red eight, help, assistance, red eightin, sit-en, to sete, it's like the whole Santa Masagana thing, that was technically wrong according to the Amharic right there, it wasn't sate would mean he made a mistake, he made an error, to say that sate, make a mistake, an error, to say that sete, right, sete means he gave. Here, in this sense, the verb is saying sitte, give to ni, give to us, sitten, give to us, bemekarachin, in our trouble, our trial, our tribulation, bemekarachin, redeitin, sitten, give us assistance, give us help, redeit, right, in our I trouble. Difference is not just from trouble, but in our trouble, give us assistance, bemekarachin, redeitin, sitten. Yesowim, and of man of Saul. Madan. Remember the root, Adan, Adina, right? Like Adonai, Madan, to save, right? Yesowim Madan, the salvation, the saving of soul, the saving of man, right? Of like mankind, of people, but the saving of man, literally. Yesowim Madan, the saving of man. Kentu Nau, Kentu, vain, Kentu Nau. It's like fleeting, like a puff of breath, like a you take a puff of smoke. It's in the air, one moment it's gone. That is what the help of men, and more to man and people is. Kutar asara source, verse 13. Kutar asara source. Begziavia chaylin in adargalin. Ursu yemiasa chenkunin yawardachwa. Through egziavihar, through the sustainer, belohim, and the true God, through the sustainer, we shall do valiantly. KJV says valiantly, but valiant, not violently, even though chayil can be in some context violence, but here KJV has valiantly, right? And notice a lot of places has valiantly in the KJV, both in the Hebrew and the Amharic corresponds with the chayil, right, or the chayil. Be'egziyavi here, chaylin in nadargalin. We will do in nadargalin. We will do chayil. We will do power. We will do powerfully, right, overpoweringly, prevailingly. Be'egziyavi here, in the sustainer, Belohim, through the power, the true good, the true God. For he, it is that, shall tread down our enemies. Arsum, arsu. The pronoun for he in the Amharic is arsu, right? Isu, latter Amharic, isu, but more older Amharic is arsu. Arsu could come from res, rosh, the head, self, sense. Arsum, and he himself, and none other. Arsum, and he himself. Yemiyasa chenkun, right? Yemiyasa chenkunin. The one, they who cause us anxiety, they who cause us, yeah, anxiety, basically anxiety, say afflict, those who cause us affliction, right, anxiety, yamiyasa chenkunin, right, those who cause us anxiety, affliction, to say the enemies, right, yawardachwa, he will humiliate them who cause us anxiety, affliction, arasum yamiyasa chenkunin, yawardachwa. So it's all about the chayil. That word we find in the Royal Amharic in this last verse here from the Royal Amharic. Beg ziavir chaylin in adargalim. Arsum yemiyas chenkunin yawardachwal. In the Hebrew, that part of the verse, belohim. Na'ese chayil. Chaylin in adargalim. And here the native speaker, Abraham Chabuda, here from...
So basic breakdown in a build right there. And here, Abraham Chabuda from the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5 and 5.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 107, Bekenif
108 የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር ልቤ ጽኑ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጽኑ ነው እቀኛለሁ በክብሬም መዘምራለሁ በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆም እኔም አልጄ እነሳለሁ አቤቱ በአሕዛብ መካከል አመሰግንሃለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃል ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰውም ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋል
Rewind and come back selector.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the past by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Ethi.
መዝሙር 107 በቅንፍ 107 የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር ልቤ ጽኑ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጽኑ ነው እቀኛለሁ በክብሬም ዘምራለሁ በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆም እኔም አልጄ እነሳለሁ አቤቱ በአሕዛብ መካከል አመሰግንሃለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃለሁ ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኝ ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋል
Psalm 108
Mizmor Kufhet Shir Mizmor LeDavid
O God, my heart is fixed
Nachon libi Elohim
I will sing and give praise even with my glory.
Ashira ba azamera afkevodi.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
You take us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the first by and stay. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother,
da-da-da.
I love you. away.
Disciples right there, yes, Burning Spear and Wadada, 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 it's a Wadada, beloved, Yedidia in the Hebrew right there, there. Getting to a little bit more of the Hebrew, but here we have a double portion as we seal up here, the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus or Wayikra, and he called. The Orit Ze Lewawiyan, Orit, Ethiopically speaking, the Torah of the Levites. But here, let's write.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So here for the Wisdom Wednesday, here for the Wednesday podcast, we're at the fourth day. We have seven aliyots, the Torah reading and feeding, and seven readings right here. So we have the third and the fourth day. Now, it's a double portion. So we have the Har on the Mount, Har, Harar. Remember, it's Masi born in Harar, mountain, mountainous, the Har, and the Hukotai. And my statutes. So here for this double portion here, third and the fourth day.
Glory be for this double portion.
sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here is the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, here at verse 29 for Shabbat Behar. With Ish, Kia Yimakora Beita Moshava Ira Choma, We Haita Geualato Adatom Shenata Mima Kiro Yamim Tihie Geulato. Here for the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, at verse 29. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold within. A full year may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house, the bait, that is, in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the Yovel, in the Jubelio, the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall round about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed. They shall not go out in the Yovel, in the Jubilee. Notwithstanding, the cities of the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawiyan, and the Beitoch, the houses of the cities of their possession, may the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, may the Levites redeem at any time, at any hour. And if a man purchase of the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, then the Beit, the house, that was sold, and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Yovel, Jubilee. For the Beitoch, the houses of the cities of the Lewim, of the Levites, the Lewawiyan, are their possession among the Benai Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. The law HaTorah of the land HaAretz, fourth item, the poor brother, verse 35. And if Achika, thy brother, Wendemih, be waxen poor, and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee, Take thou no usury, no interest rate, no usury of him, or increase, but fear, but respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, true good, true God, that Achika, Wendemih, thy brother, may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon interest, upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. Ani, Yahuwah Elohekem, I be, he who be, we be, your Elohim, true good, true God, which brought you forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, to be your Elohim. And here,
Torah, righteousness, especially righteousness in business. A lot of people think when it talks about like sin and uckery and unrighteousness, it's just speaking about so-called, you know, like drinking, smoking, and sex. But no, it's really speaking about business as well. You know, business practices, proper business practices, social, you know, a society of his divine majesty. But here, that was the third day Aliyah. Now the fourth here in a double portion. Here at the fourth day, we end off with the first part of the double portion and begin off with the first part of the second. So the first part of the first double portion ends off here at the third going to the fourth day right here.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. I be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. I
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here for day four, ending of the first of the double portion. Here, here, here.
Meshem Ha'av, Wehabin, Wehruachat, Adosh, Yahweh, Echad. And here, 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 here for the Sheshi Aliyah, for the sixth Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Behar, at verse 39. Kiya Yamuk, Achika, Imak, Ni Makara Lak, Lo Ta'ebod, Bau, Ebodata Abed. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, at verse 39. And if Achika, if thy brother Wendemeh, that dwelleth by the eye, be waxen pole, and be sold to the eye, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant, but as an hired servant, and as a sojourner, he shall be with the eye, and shall serve thee, to the year of Yovel, of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family, and to the possession of his fathers, his patriarchs, shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect Eloheka, the eyes Elohim, both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the goyim, of the heathen, of the other nations and nationalities that are round about you. Of them shall ye y'all buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the benai, the children, the sons of strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye y'all buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession. And ye all shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever, forever. But over your brethren, the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, ye all shall not rule over rule one over another with rigor. And here, 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 here for the Aliyah, the Shabi'i Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, for this Shabbat Behar, here picking up at verse 47. With ki tasiga yadagira, with toshav imak, ua mak, Achika imo we ni makara ligera toshaba imak o le aikar misha pachat ger. Here for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, here at verse 47. And here is HaTorah, the law of Haaretz, of the land. The fifth item, the redemption of the poor brother, Christos, Christ, HaMoshiach, our kinsman redeemer, verse 47. And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by the eye, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself to the stranger or sojourner by the eye, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh, near of kin to him, of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself, and he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him to the year of Yovel, of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years. According to the time, the iwa of an hired servant shall it be with him. if there be yet many years behind, according to them he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years to the year of Yovel, of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according to his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Yovel, of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. And here at verse 55, we have the maftir reading for this Shabbat Behar. Ki li b'nei Yisrael abadim ibadayahem asher tozeitia otam me'aretz mitrayim ani Elohekem. The maftir here at verse 55, for to me, to I, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Ani Yahweh Elohim, I be, he who be, who he be, the I, your Elohim. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 26, the law of the land, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of HaAretz of the land. The sixth item, conditions of Baraka, conditions of blessing, warnings of chastisement. Ye all shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it. Ki ani Yahweh Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, your Elohim. Eta Shabbatotai Tishmoru Ua Mikadashi Tiau Haniawa. Ye all shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, my Isla place. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. And thus this concludes this Torah, the Torah Aliyot for Shabbat Behar. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur la binu la melkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Batachin, Ainai King, Nugusachin. Kabur la kadamawi, Chayla Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Veshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Getachina, in the name of Medhanetachin, Ainai, Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
So here, we're still in the fourth Aliyah here for the double portion. So that's the Behar, and here, still part of this, like the bridge Aliyah right here, still part of the fourth coming forward right here. We have the beginning of Bechukotai. But first, this right here, a word from I, sponsor and patron, the king.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore.
My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Walking I in Jah law and observe his statutes. Here behukotai, right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Mishem Ha'av, Wehabein, Wehruachat, Adosh, Yahweh, Echad. Name the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, He will be, we be, the One. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, give ear. Here, we are at the 33rd degree of Anara, Safari Sabbatical Studies for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Bechukotai, Sabbath in my statutes. Senbet Be'sirate. Here we pick up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Sefer Vayikra, the Orit Zeh Lewawi. And here we complete and fulfill. This is the last reading from the book of Leviticus, the handbook of the priest, of the priesthood, of the kahuna, the kahinet. It's called Bechukotai, which means in my statutes, in Jah, statutes, not statutes, in Jah, statutes, ordinances. Now the name comes from the first verse of the reading, which begins here. Third book of Moses, Hebrew book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 3. If ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. If ye walk in my statutes, if ye trod in my statutes. Leviticus 26 and 3. This last reading from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, it promises it's the yea and amen of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, His Baraka, blessings and rewards for Kol Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, if they and I and we will keep HaTorah, Jah's directions and instructions, but, however, on the other hand, chastisements and punishments and imprecations and curses, if they and I and we break the commandments, the imperatives of HaTorah, of Jah's directions, of His instructions, of the glory of His divine majesty. Now, the last chapter discusses the laws, the Torot, the instructions, directions pertaining, rules and regulations pertaining to vows, votive offering, word, sound, valuations, evaluations, and tithes, tiths and tithes. In most years, in the Mikurah, in the gathering together to gather, the assembly called the synagogue, is read Bechukotai together with the preceding portion, Bechar. So here, 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 Mikai and I ride up with the Aliyot from HaTorah for this 33rd degree of Ainai Ras, the Farai Sabbatical Studies here, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Bechukotai, for Senbet Be'Sarate, in my statutes. B'Sama'av, W'Willid, W'Menfez, Kedus, Hadu Amlak. Beginning off here, Leviticus 26, verse 3, conditions of Baraka, the Bereket, the blessing. Leviticus 26, verse 3. Im bechukotai teleku ueta mitzvotai tishmeru va'asitem otam. If ye all walk, trod in my statutes, and keep my commandments, imperatives, and do them and carry them out, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time, the sowing iwa. And ye, y'all, shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And here for Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate, here is the Sheni Aliyah, the Anaforah, the offering up, the Sheni Aliyah, here at verse 6. We Natatia Shalom Ba'aretza Usha Kavatema We Aina Machrida We Hisha Batia Chaya Ra'a Mina Ha'aretza We Chereb Loa Ta'ibora De Aretz Ekem. Here for the Sheini, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Veserate, verse 6. And I will give peace in the land. When Natati Shalom Ba'aret, and ye all shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beast out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye all shall chase your enemies, and they shall fail before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase an hundred, and an hundred of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies, your haters, shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect to you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And here at verse 10. Here at verse 10 is the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate. Wa akaletema yashana noshana, we yashana mipneya chadesh. Tos iu, For this double course, sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Dahar Shalom. So we spoke about the Jubilee. If you haven't heard that, get to hear it and also hear it again. Check out also the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. Does it here? It says 32nd degree of Ayinai sabbatical studies for Shabbat Behar. Now, some very good notes we have at the RastafariGroundation.org. You know, this week's reading for each of the Torah portion, reading and feedings. But here we have character and deeds in connection with this Torah portion reading.
Again. At the LOJS.org website, updated LOJS.org for more on the Torah reading and feedings and free downloadables. But right here, Midot u'mitzvot, character and deeds going into business. What the Torah reading and feeding brings out, business, also compare and contrast the words of Rabbeinu, Ayinai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings Christ. From Luke chapter 16, here with this Behar business. Yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Behar Shalom. So we spoke about the Jubilee. If you haven't heard that, get to hear it and also hear it again. Check out also the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. Does it here? It says 32nd degree of Ayinai sabbatical studies for Shabbat Behar. Now, some very good notes we have at the RastafariGroundation.org. You know, this week's reading for each of the Torah portion, reading and feedings. But here we have character and deeds in connection with this Torah portion, reading and feeding. 32nd is manna. This angel's bread. Here we call it the Midot U Mitzvot. Midot U Mitzvot. Midot U Mitzvot. Or the character, Midot U and Mitzvot. Mitzvot, Mitzvot. The deeds. It's like doing a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah. Doing a commandment in that sense. Literally, the mitzvah is a commandment and mitzvot is commandments. But this is taking in the
in the, we say, the Judaic and Ionian way of thinking, even we, the black Jews, this is brought out as the character, the midot, these attributes, and where mitzvot and the deeds. All right, so here in this Torah portion, speaking on integrity in business, integrity in business. Right, because a lot of folks think that, okay, reading and studying the scripture just felt like a lot of holy, 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 like spookism. No, it's reality. The objective reality of divine majesty brings out that integrity, even the integrity in business, because the character and deeds, right, even shown to I and I and we by Christ in his kingly character, the Messiah, in the second advent and second adventure, Christ, HaMoshiach. Right? In the first and also in the second advent, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. So the character, what's the character? What's these attributes? The midot, u, and what? Mitzvot, and the deeds. Here we have Leviticus chapter 25, verse 17, where it says, so you shall not wrong one another. You shall not wrong one another, but you, but y'all shall fear, more better, respect, reverence your Elohim. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be, he who be, we be, your Elohim. So here we have Hashem, we have Jehovah. He's signing off on this. And we look at verse 17. Looking at verse 17, take a look at verse 17 for a moment. And ye shall not wrong one another, but thou shalt reverence, respect Elohecha, the eyes Elohim, true good, true God. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be. Now, how do we see this? Right, just like don't wrong, you know, like, you know, how do we see this right here? The true context of this is speaking about financial business transactions. Now, the ancient sages, they declared that wronging does not apply to fields. The price must be fixed on a calculation of the number of years before the next Yovel, the next Jubilee. There is wronging, quote, wronging when less than an extra sixth of the value is obtained, but in the case of movable property, it is a sixth. Now, this is one way, this is one of the notes from the Chumash right here, right? Just looking at this particular verse right here, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 17, where it reads, and ye, y'all, shall not wrong one and other, one another, but thou shalt fear, respect, reverence Elohecha, the eyes Elohim, ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be, your Elohim. So Elohim, our Elohim, Eloheinu, he signs off on this. Now a person selling a piece of property might be tempted to abuse the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction of the Yovel, to his advantage. Again, a person selling a piece of property might be tempted to abuse, wrongly use the Torah, the direction, instruction, the laws of the Yovel, the Jubilees, to his advantage. He might sell a piece of property to an unsuspecting buyer at the full value of the land, knowing that in just a few years a Yovel, a Jubilee, would occur, allowing him to take it back. The new owner would be left with nothing, with no thing, nothing. HaTorah, Jah's directions, his instruction, it forbids that kind of transaction, that type of malpractice. Instead, the sale price of the land, is supposed to always have the coming Yovel, Yubelu, the coming Jubilee in view. All right? Take time to enjoy, right, Jah view, to see it Jah way, in his sight, in his face, in his perspective. Always put he who be, who he be before thee. That means we're looking at it Jah's way. Although one might be tempted, you say, well, no, but Jah says this. That's the instruction. That's the direction. Otherwise, honest and Jah respecting people and persons often feel justified to cheat or take advantage of others in business transactions. You see? See, this is not just some pie in the sky or something. No, this is reality, the objective reality. See, honest and otherwise Jah respecting or fearing or loving, however it may be for their rhetoric or articulation, but they feel justified to cheat and take advantage of others in what? In business transactions, like the previous Torah portion, Kedoshim, right? Ye must be, it says, ye to be holy because I am holy. He who be who we be is Kadosh, so we are to be Kedoshim. We are to be holy ones. Now, one might think, you have all sorts of strange ideas about what being holy, or if we say we're saints, it's the same thing. Being saints set apart. That means proper in business as well, transaction, and especially there, because what does ha Moshiach, Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri. What do you say? What is it? It's Luke's gospel, I think it's chapter, is it 16? If I can touch on that. Chapter 16, we're talking about money. He said, he who is faithful in the least. So he said, basically, a lot of people talking about, being spiritual and this and that and all this stuff they do. But what about, how are they in the least? He says, if one is unfaithful in the least, speaking about the money, who will give you the greatest? Talking about the true spirituality. You know, folks, you know, Babylon make ones cray-cray. You know, they think just, you know, acting like they mild-mannered or they nice. That's what Jah requires. He don't require ignorance. He don't require niceness. In other words, yes, it's the parable of the unjust steward. Kedusha, Luke's Gospel, chapter 16. Luke's Gospel, chapter 16. He says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And this chapter is speaking about money. It's speaking about business transaction. Right? He says, he who is faithful in that which is least, the money is the least, is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is also unjust also in much. Someone wants to talk about spirituality. Well, let's discuss business. I can discuss business and can tell one's so-called spirituality based on how, you know, how they view business, right? And what's proper, what's equitable, right? The weights, the measures. Verse 11 says, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, the unrighteous mammon, right? The unrighteous mammon is basically money, right? It's basically dollars and cents, money, silver, gold, you know, all that. That's what's on, because, you know, when they say the capitalism has no inherent kind of like, there's no inherent morality to capital, because capital is basically money. It's unrighteous. It's unrighteous mammon. See, some people hear that and say, oh, I don't want to deal with those unrighteous mammon. You know, and this is what makes one thing like, you know, being so-called poor, you know, economic, financial. See, all of us have been in that. In this Western Gentile mixed up moods attitude, this upside down, this changing of times and laws. But here what Moshiach, Yeshua, red letter, Gita Yesu says, if therefore ye y'all have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, Targum, interpretation of Targum here, in money, in how you deal with your money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Think about that for a moment. Is Getachin, is Adonenu, Ainai Adoniah, Yeshua, I HaMoshiach, I saying that
if you're not proper in your financial transactions, and I can include tithes, offering, contributing to the ministry, all of that, if you're not faithful in that, no wonder one is having problems with their spirituality in the viewpoint of his divine majesty. Let's over this. Because it says in verse 12, red letter, if ye, y'all, have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? Now, some fools will say, I get my own stuff. Yeah. Okay. It'll fade away. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, he will repel the one, and love the other, and see, to attract like magnet the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve HaElohim, the true good, the true God, and mammon, and mammon, and money. Now, some people would think, well, I just serve the Lord. I do not care about the money. That's not what he's saying there. You know, you serve the true good, the true God, with your mammon and with that unrighteous mammon. Because capitalism, money, the system of, like, we're talking about money, is unrighteous. There's no inherent righteousness in it. It's a standard of value. How do you value that? So, honest and respecting people often feel justified because you figure that, well, they got something, and now you're going to get even with the evildoers and cheat and take advantage of others in business transaction, and you think you're getting over. No. You have just lost your value. You've been devalued. You've been made unclean. You've been cheapened. You've devalued yourself. They behave as if there's a different set of ethics that rule the world of commerce. There's not. There's not a different set of ethics. For example, a person would never, ever maybe think of stealing someone's ballpoint pen. Does not bother to point out to a vendor that they forgot to bill him for their last shipment. Again, a person who would never think of stealing someone's ballpoint pen does not bother to point out to a vendor that they forgot to bill him for their last shipment. You think, God bless me. No, God is allowing the devil to test you. A couple selling a house, for example, does not feel it necessary to point out to prospective buyers that the furnace is failing. A broker, right, feels no need to let his client know that his fees are twice the industry standard. What's the excuse? It's just business, right? Wrong. That's what the word says. Thou shall not wrong. Ye shall not wrong one another. In what way? In financial business transaction. See, business affairs must be held to the same standard of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, as the rest of life, as the rest of the liberty. While discussing business transactions, get this, HaTorah, Jah's direction, instructions, warns us, the Orit, it warns I and I, ye, y'all, I and I all, shall not wrong an other another, Leviticus 25:17. Thus, scrupulous honesty, it might not seem like a good way to so-called, what they call it, get ahead. What does that mean? Don't you have a head? You understand? To get ahead in the business world. But it will get you ahead in the true kingdom of the King of Kings, in the true economy of his divine majesty. Someone says nobody's business to teach you business. But Jah has made it his business to teach I and I, Jah people, good
business.
Well, I think comparing, you know, China hosting, you know, dozens of heads of states compared to, you know, European regional bilateral relations is a fantastic example of how Europe has lost the game and has lost its upper hand in Africa. It's game over. Sorry, it's game over. Merkel essentially was in Africa. Yes, okay, to push manufacturing jobs and you know, maybe the odd investment project here and there, but that pales compared to what China does on a continental scale, not only in Africa, but in Eurasia, on the Eurasian landmass and all across the world.
You had that EU-Africa summit last December.
Merkel was in West Africa, too. Yes, but Merkel, if you're...
Psalm 108.
Mizmor kuf het shir mizmor le David. Le David. Le David. Le David.
Reason with me. Wa-da-da.
City goes away from Africa. With the intention to steal our culture, the good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, he's here.
Psalm 108.
Mizmor kuf het shir mizmor le David.
Oh God, my heart is fixed.
Nachon libi Elohim.
I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us out? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
Mizmor kuf het shir mizmor le David. Nachon libi Elohim, ashira va azamera aftevodi. Ur hanevel vechinor, aira shahar. Odecha va amim Adonai, va azamercha va leumim. Ki gadol me'al shamayim hasdecha, ve'ad shehakim amittecha. Ruma al shamayim Elohim. ועל כל הארץ כבודך, למען יחלצון ידידך,
הושיעה ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, העלוזה אחלקה שכם, ועמק סוכות עמדד. לי גלעד, לי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי. יהודה מחוקקי, מואב ציר רחצי, על אדום אשליך מעלי, על אפלשת את רועה. מי יובילני עיר מבצר? מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים מעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Abba gada ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1-22. Abba gada ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. 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 A. Aleph. Ba. Beit. Ga. Gimel. Da. Dalet. Ha. Hey. Wa. Wow. Za. Zain. Ha. Chet. Ta. Tet. Ya. Yod. Ka. Kaf. La. Lamed. Ma. Bein. Na. Nun. Sa. Samech. A. Ain. Pa. Pei. Sa. Sadai. Ka. Kof. Ra. Resh. Sha. Shin. Ta. Tau.
Ta. Tau.
Ta.
Tau.
Ta. Tau. Abba gada ha. Wa. Za. Ha. Ta. Ya. Ka. La. Ma. Na. Sa. A. Pa. Sa. Ka. Ra. Sha. Ta. 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 Ta.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Mizmor Kof Chet Kof Chet Mizmor 108 Psalm 108 Thanksgiving and Prayer Psalm CVIII Today's daily song according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter Order of Malachi Sedek. We have Thanksgiving and Prayer. Now we have two extracts from earlier Psalms, and today's daily Psalms are the constituents of this Psalm, this Mizmor. Verses we have here in today's daily Psalm, we have verses 1 to 5 correspond with Mizmor Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, and Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. Now, it seems clear that the selection and combination were made for use in the Kedaseh, the Kaddish, the liturgy, to meet a special circumstance. What it was cannot be determined, but it is generally held to have been the time, the Iwa, when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. Now, in the commentary, the points of variation are noted in the further commentary, and the reader is referred to the original Psalms for the exposition. So today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Kof Chet, Psalm 108. And its theme, thanksgiving and prayer. Elohim, the true good, the true God, is praised and supplicated to give victory, to give victory. We have an ode, Asher Mizmor Le David, an ode, a psalm, an ode of a psalm of David, of David. Now, since the two psalms which are the source are ascribed to David, his name is attached to the composition in its present form here. So the opening verses here, verses 1 to 5 or so, depends on if we're looking at the KJV, the English translation, or in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, verses 2 to 6, we have thanksgiving for Elohim's mercy. Thanksgiving for Elohim's mercy, beginning off with the Nakon Libi Elohim. My heart is steadfast. Nakon Libi Elohim. My heart is steadfast. Ashira wa zamra. I shall sing. Ashira, Ashira. I shall sing. Wa zamra. And I shall chant Isis. I shall sing praises. Af kabodi, even af kabodi, even with my glory, even with my glory, is prepared my heart, is steadfast, is fixed, prepared my heart. Nakon. Nakon libi Elohim. Nakon libi Elohim. My heart is prepared, steadfast, Elohim. Oh, true good, true God. Ashira wa zamra afa kobodi. I shall sing and strum and chant Isis. Af kavodi, even with my glory. Ura, 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 awake, ura, ura. Hanevel, hanevel, we kinor, awake, harp and lyre. Ura, hanevel, we kinor. With kinor, awake, harp, and lyre, or psaltery, the psaltery, and the harp. A-ira, 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 shachar, a-ira, shachar, I shall awake, a-ira, shachar, I shall awake the dawn. I shall be awakened. Some interpret this here as I shall be awakened at dawn. At dawn. Odeka. Odeka. Ba. Amin. Yahweh. Yahweh. Wa is America. Wa is America. Zamerica. And I shall give thanks to the I, O he who be, who he be among the peoples. And I shall sing to the I, what is America? I shall sing to the I male. Balumim, Balumim, shall sing to the I among the nationalities, shall sing to the I among the nations. Ki gadol me'al, Shamayim, for your loving kindness is great above the heavens. Chasedeka, and the I truth, the eyes truth, the eyes truth, the loving kindness, the truth with ad shehakim 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 to the skies. Emiteka, emiteka, and your truth reaches to the skies, for your loving kindness is great above the heavens. Ki gadol me'al shemayim chasideka, we'ada shehakim, emiteka, emiteka. For your loving kindness, your mercy is great above the Shemaim, the heavens, and your truth, emiteka, emiteka, amiteka, the eyes, male truth, objective reality, reaches to the shechakim, reaches to the skies. Yes, I, Rastafari. Ruma, Ruma, be exalted, Ruma, Allah. Shamayim Elohim wa'al kol ha'aretz k'bodeka, be exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens, Shamayim, and your glory k'bodeka, the eyes, male glory, above all the aretz, above all the earth, above all the earthly plain, lima'an, so that lima'an yehalsun, that your beloved that may be delivered, may be delivered, yedideka, the eyes beloved may be delivered, lima'an yehalsun yedideka. Hoshia yinineka wa ineni, save with your right hand and answer. I. Yes, I. Rastafari.
No intro right there going the first seven verses. Kabod, 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 glory, yesh, kabod, yesh.
Kabod,
Dalek,
achieve. Yesh, kabod, yesh.
La nashim sheminu.
Yesh, kabod, yesh.
Vele sheminu.
Yesh, kabod, yesh.
Le arayot vene merim. כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד יש
בינינו לאלוהינו.
יש כבוד יש
אנחנו לא לבדנו.
יש כבוד יש
לסבלנות של שנים. אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים. כבוד לאלה שאיתנו כבר שנים, באלה שעברו את הזמנים הקשים, אלה שלא רואים רק את הזרקורים. אין לחברים אחים, אלה הגברים, אלה שהבדילו בין עיקר לטפל, זה שמברך אותך מול זה שמקלל, אלה שהבדילו בין חרוץ לעצל, אלה שעבדו בשמש לא חיכו בצל, אלה שהיו אחד בפה אחד בלב, אלה שהבינו מי נותן ומי חולב, אלה שהבדילו בין חבר לאויב, הם שאהבו אותי אותם אני אוהב. כי
יש כבוד יש
לאנשים שהם שנים. אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים. מציע לכל אלה שראו והאמינו, אלה שרצו לשמור
לשמוע אלה שהפנימו, אלה שאכלו את ההצלחה ולא השמינו, רק אתכם רצינו ואיתכם בנינו, אלה שחיפו נקי ולא רצו למעוך, אלה שהלכו ליד ולא חיפשו לדרוך, אלה שתמיד ידעת יש על מי לסמוך, גם כשהיה קשה עזרת לי למשוך, אלה שהייתי כשעוד נראיתי מוזר, אלה שהביטו קצת קדימה למחר, אלה נשארו כשכל הרעש נגמר, מי שלא נשמר עומד מול זה שנמכר, כי יש כבוד יש לאנשים שהאמינו, יש כבוד יש אלה שהאמינו, יש כבוד יש לאריות ונמרים, אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים, יש כבוד יש בינינו לאלוהינו, יש כבוד יש אנחנו לא לבדנו, יש כבוד יש לסבלנות של שנים, אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים, יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו, יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו, ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור, ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור, הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה, יש כבוד
מזמור קוף חד שיר מזמור לדוד. נכון ליבי אלוהים, אשירה ואזמרה אף כבודי, עור הנבל וכינור אעירה שחר, עודך ועמים אדוני, ואזמרך בלאומים, כי גדול מעל שמיים חסדך, ועד שחקים עמיתך. רומה על שמיים אלוהים, ועל כל הארץ כבודך, למען יחלצון ידידך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם, ועמק סוכות אמדד, לי גלעד לי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי, יהודה מחוקקי. מואב סיר רחצי, על אדום אשליך נעלי, על אפלשת את רוע. מי יובילני עיר מבצר? מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו.
Hak Adosh Baruku Barukashe.
And hear Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel. The Midrash of today's Tom. And hear Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel. The Midrash of today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Chet. Mizmor Kof Chet. Psalm 108. Hear a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, which is theme Thanksgiving and Prayer. Thanksgiving and Prayer. Mizmor Kof Chet. Psalm CVIII. Psalm 108. A psalm of David. My heart is prepared, O God. I will sing, yea. I will sing praises. I will sing Isis. Shir Mizmor Le Dawi. Nakon Li Elohim.
Nakon Li
Ashira Wa Izamra Af Kuf
Kuf
Bodi
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 Af Kvodi. Even with my glory. Hear, hear, hear. Opening words, the first two verses Hebraically. Mizmor Kof Chet, the Aleph and the Beit verses, according to the Hebrew. In the KJV, it's a superscription, is the first verse in the Hebrew. The verse that reads, a song, a psalm of David. Shir, song. Mizmor, psalm, chant, eyes, intonation. Shir, mizmor, le David. A song. A psalm, Isis, of David, of David, the well-beloved. Nakon, libi Elohim. My heart, libi, is prepared. Nakon, 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 libi Elohim. Oh, Elohim. Oh, power, true good, true God, Elohim. I will sing. Ashira, ashira, ashira. I will sing. Yay. Wa izamra, wa izamra, and I will sing praises, izamra, from zamar, zemre, the chant Isis. Shir, mizmor litawi, nakon li bi Elohim. Ashira, wa izamra. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, and I set my face to the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications. And I set my face to the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications. Wa etna etapanaya il Adonai ha Elohim le vakesh tefillah wa tachanunim. And I set my face. Wa etna etapanai. And I set my face, wa etna, etapanai, I set panai, my face, il Adonai, to Adonai, to Adonai, ha Elohim, to Adonai, to Adonai, the sovereign, to Adonai, ha Elohim, the Elohim, ha'ilahim, ha'ilahim, ha Elohim, the power, wa etna, etapanai, il Adonai, ha Elohim, li vakesh, to seek, li vakesh, Lebakesh, lebakesh, to seek tefillah, to seek tefillah, prayer, to seek prayer, lebakesh tefillah, with tachnunim, and supplications, tachnunim. Wa'etana etapanaya ila donaya ha Elohim, lebakesh tefillah, with tachnunim, but is not prayer the same as supplication? But is not prayer the same as supplication? Is tefillah the same as tachnunim, as supplications? The distinction between them is this. Righteous men, tzadikim, the tzadikan, the tzadikim, righteous men first incline themselves toward HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, toward the Holy One, the set-apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, so that He will listen, so that He will listen to their prayers. And so our Rebbanim, our scholars of Torah, the rabbis taught, A man must begin to pray only in a mood of humility, not in a mood of frivolity, nor in a mood of lightness, nor in a mood of banter, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, will listen to tefillato, to His prayer, to selotu, to tefillato, to His prayer. For in saying, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 18, then David HaMelech, David the king, went in and sat lifnei Yahuwah and sat before Jehovah. Does scripture mean that sitting is permitted in the presence, in the face, the perception before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the set-apart one, the sanctified one, the Hila, the hallowed one, the set apart, the Isis, the Isla one, blessed be He? Does this mean that sitting is permitted in the presence of the Holy One, blessed be He? Does not a man pray only in a standing position, the Amida? As it is said, even in Psalm 106, Hebraically at
the 30th verse, then stood up Phinehas and prayed.
Vayemod Pinchas, vayafalel, then stood up. Vayemod, and stood up. Pinchas, Phinehas, Pinchas, vayafalel, and wrought judgment, or and prayed. Sometimes translated as, then stood up Phinehas and wrought judgment. But directly in the Hebrew, Vayemod Pinchas, vayafalel, then stood up, Vayemod Pinchas, wa and yefalel, and prayed.
Aich, how then can it be said, then David sat before the Lord?
Vayavo Hamelek David.
Vayavo Hamelek David. And David went in.
Vayavo Hamelek David.
And David the king. Hamelek David. And the king David went in.
Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah.
So then, how can it be said, then David, Vayavo Hamelek David, sat before Jehovah, sat before he be who he be.
Vayashev lifnei Yahuwah.
What the verse implies, however, is not that he sat, but that he had his heart set to pray. What the verse even here in 2 Shmuel, the first part of verse 18 of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18.
Vayavo Hamelek David, and David went in. Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah,
and sat before Yahuwah, he who be who he be, implies, however, is not that he, David, Hamelek David, David the king, sat, but that he had his heart set to pray. And here, Midrash note here on Psalm Mizmor Kof Chet, Psalm 108, here, to the implication of what it means that he sat before Yahweh Jehovah is not that he sat, but that he had set his heart to prayer. The pray is brought out in the Midrash to the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, in the second section of the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 1.2. Indeed, since he asked at once in 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house?
Vayomer, mi aknoki Adonai Yahweh, umi beti,
since he, David, asked at once. Vayomer, and he said,
mi aknoki Adonai Yahweh,
who am I? Me, who? Anoki, I, me, Anoki, who am I? Me, Anoki, Adonai Yahweh, O sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, oh, me, and who, or what, in translation, but the Hebrew, ooh, and me, and who, beti, ooh, me, beti,
Vayomer, mi anoki Adonai Yahweh, umi beti.
Mi beti.
Mi beti.
His humility. His humility means that he had prayed, he had prepared his heart for prayer. Libo, his lib, his heart for prayer. Hartika. As is said even in the 10th Psalm, Psalm 10, Hebraically at the 17th verse, where it reads, thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou, the eye, wilt cause thine ear, the eye ear, to attend.
Takin libam, takshib azaneka.
Thou wilt direct, prepare their heart.
Takin libam, takin,
to prepare, to direct. Takin libam, their lib, libam, takin libam,
takshiv,
to attend. Azneka, to cause to attend, takshiv, azneka, the azin, azneka, takin libam, takshiv, azneka.
Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani taught,
when you prepare your heart for prayer, for tefillah, for tzelot, when you prepare your heart for prayer, you may be assured that your prayer will be heard by HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For it is said, even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 45, thou the eye wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to attend, and in 1 Kings, comparing Psalm 10, Hebraically the 17th verse with 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 45, where it reads, if the people shall pray to Yahweh Jehovah, thou the eye in heaven in Shemaiah will hear their prayer. Scripture also says in Ezra chapter 7 verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart. And furthermore, in verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7 verse 6, the king grant him all his requests according to the hand of Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, his power upon him. So too, you find that Hezekiah, who prayed for Israel, it is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18, Hezekiah had prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon, the good Lord pardon. Ki hitapalela ye chizekiyahu elehem lemor Yahuwah hatob. For Hezekiah had prayed for them. Ki hitapalela ye chizekiyahu elehem, saying lemor Yahuwah hatob, Jehovah the good, he who he be hatob ye kapera beada. Yikaper ba'ada, pardon. Yikaper ba'ada. Kiya hita palela ye chizak Yahweh elehem lemor Yahuwah hatov. Yikaper ba'ada. But before he prayed, he had prepared his heart. But before he prayed, he prepared his heart, as is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 19. He prepared his whole heart to seek God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, the God of his patriarchs. Kola lebabo hekina lidrosha ha'elohim Yahuwah Eloheya evotayo. He prepared his whole heart to seek the Elohim, the power. Kola lebabo hekina lidrosh ha'elohim Yahuwah, he who he be, the power, the Elohim of his patriarchs, of his fathers, Yahuwah Elohe Ebotayo. And because he prepared his heart, called his whole, all, Lebabo Hekin, called Lebabo Hekin, and because he prepared his heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hearken to his prayer, because he prepared his whole heart, called Lebabo, he prepared Hekin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, hearkened to his prayer and healed the people. Scripture also says, then the priests, the Levites, Halloween, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard of Yahuwah of Jehovah, and their prayer came up to his holy, his Isla, his set-apart habitation, even to Shemaiah, even to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. David said accordingly, behold, I shall prepare my heart so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, will hear Tefillati, will hear my prayer. Hence, here, it is said even in today's psalm, my heart is prepared, O Elohim. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, I will sing Isis, Nakona Libi Elohim. Ashira wa Zamra. Another targum, another interpretation of my heart is prepared, O Elohim, nakon libi Elohim, nakon libi Elohim, nakon prepared, libi my heart, Elohim, O power. David said, I shall prepare my heart as aishent, as incense. I shall prepare, libi, my heart as aishent, as incense. Therefore, it is written even in the 141st Psalm,
at the second verse, Hebraically, of the 141st Psalm. Let my prayer be prepared as incense before thee I. Let my prayer be prepared, be set forth, be prepared as incense, as incense before thee I. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lifanecha. May my prayer, tifilati, be set forth, be prepared as incense, as kittoret, as aishens, lit faneka, before the eye, in thy face, in thy perception. Tikon, tifilati, kittoreta lifaneka, hakadosh, baruku, the Holy One, blessed be he. Answer Dawid, thou, the eye, has prepared for thy prayer, therefore, I shall prepare thy throne. I shall prepare thy throne. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, where it reads, and thy house and thy kingdom, thy government, shall be made sure forever, forever, before thee I. Thy throne shall be prepared forever, forever,
forever,
forever. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, Isis, even with my glory. Ashira wa izamra afa kvodi, af kvodi, even with kvodi, kvodi, even with my glory. David said, I will sing on account of the glory that thou, that the eye, has given I. As is said, who am I? Mi anoki, Adonai Yahweh, O sovereign he who be, who he be, and Mi beti, and what is my house, that thou, the I, has brought me hither, that the I has brought I here, in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. That is, brought I to my kingship, hence my glory, kabodi, my kavod. Therefore, I have not been sleeping, but have awaked the dawn with psaltery and harp. As is said even in today's psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Chet, in Psalm 108, awake, psaltery and harp, I will awake the dawn, awake, psaltery and harp, ura, ha, nevel, wi, kinor, awake, ura, awake, ura, ura, awake, psaltery and harp, ha, nevel, wi, kinor, I will awake the dawn. A'ira shachar, a'ira shachar, ura hanavella wikinor, a'ira shachar, awake, psaltery and harp, I will awake the dawn, ura, ura. David went on, never has dawn come upon me and found me asleep, never has dawn come upon me and found me asleep. For I am wont, I am wont to awake the dawn. A'ira shachar. Hence, here, he said, I will awake the dawn. A'ira shachar. A'ira, I will awake. A'ira shachar. Shachar, I will awake the shachar. I will awake the dawn. And also, in Psalm 119, at the 62nd verse, Psalm 119, verse 62, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to the eye. At midnight, I will arise to give thanks, Yangfu Isis, Isis I, Isis to the eye. At midnight, Chitzot, 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 Laila, Chitzot, Laila, midnight, Chitzot, Laila. Akum le hodot lak, le hodot, to give eyes his thanks and praise, stretch off my hands to the eye. Chitzot, chitzot laila. Akum le hodot lak. At midnight, I will rise up to give thanks, Yangfu Isis, to the eye. And further, in Psalm 119, at the 147th verse, I rose early at dawn and cried. I rose early. Ki damti, ki damti, ki damti. Va neshef, ba neshef, ba neshef,
Vaneshef at dawn. Wa Ishawea. And shouted Ishawea and cried out, called out to say to shout Ishawea and shout Ishawea. Kidamti Vaneshef. Wa Ishawea. I rose early at dawn. Wa and Ishawea. And cried out and called out and shouted Ishawea. I will give thanks to the eye, to the eye, O Lord, among the peoples. O deka, va amim, Yahuwah. O deka, I will give thanks, stretch forth the hands, I will give thanks, young for Isis. O deka, va amim, va amim, va amim, va amim. Amongst the peoples, Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be. Lamaze, for what reason? Because, according to the words of today's psalm, he breaks the fifth verse, thy mercy is great above the heavens. Why will I do this? For, because thy mercy, ki gadola me ala shamayim, chasteka, the chasteka, the eye chesed, chasteka, the eye loving kindness, the eye's grace, chasteka, the eye male loving kindness, the eye male grace, chasteka is great, ki gadol, for big up, for great, for important, ki gadol, may all shamayi, may from all, from above, may all, from above, may all shamayi, ki gadol, may all shamayi, chasteka. For thy chesed, thy loving kindness, thy mercy, thy grace is great above the shamayi. Mercy, chesed, mercy on my behalf that reaches to shamayi, that reaches to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. For I was fearful, I was anxious, fearful because of chatati, my sin, my ukkery, my fokery, and thou, the eye, discomfort me. And the eye did comfort I, and this show me mercy, and this show I chesed, grace, loving kindness. For even thus, like this scripture says in 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 24 to 25, scripture reads, and David comforted Bathsheba, Ishto, his wife, and she bore a son, and he sent comfort, he sent comfort. He sent by the hand, he sent comfort by the hand of Nathan, of Nathan, the prophet, Hanabi. And he called his name Yedidiyahu, Wadada. And he called his name Wadada Yedidiyahu, Yedidiyahu, the beloved of Yah, the beloved of Jah. Wadada, Yididiyahu, Wadada, Wadada, Yididiyahu, Yididiyahu, Wadada, Yididiyahu, Wadadiyahu, 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 Wadadiyahu,
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Reason with me. Goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the past by themselves. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother.
Mizmor kufhet shir mizmor le David. Nachon libi Elohim. Ashira va azamera aftevodi. Ur hanevel vechinor aira shaha. Odecha v'amim Adonai. ואזמרך בלאומים כי גדול מעל שמיים חסדך ועד שחקים עמיתך רומה על שמיים אלוהים ועל כל הארץ כבודך למען יחלצון ידידך הושיע ימינך וענני
Elohim diber vekotcho e'eloza ahalleka shechem ve'emek sukot amadbed li gilad li menashe ve'efraim ma'oz roshi Yehuda mechokeki Moav sir rahti al edom ashlich ma'ali al efeleshet et ro'a mi yovileni ir mivtzar mi nahani ad edom הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. ואלוהים מעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרינו.
Psalm 108
מזמור קופחת שיר מזמור לדוד. לדוד.
O God, my heart is fixed.
Nachon libi Elohim.
I will sing and give praise, even with my glory.
Ashira va'azamera afkevodi.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of men. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
Belohim nase chayel begziavir chaylin in adergalen yesai.